What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check three. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show.
Hey.
Oh man, I just remembered I was supposed to invite somebody to the show and I forgot all about that. But you know what? They will be able to join next time because this is number one award deserving show, and we also are a road show, the only road show where we like to pick up hitchhikers. But before we pick up hitchhikers, you gotta know who's in the ride, because everybody can't just jump in the ride without being in the ride. Because I'm in the ride. Sing it again one time. Sing it, Spike. Hold on a second, let me finish my laugh.
All right, cool.
I'm not here alone, ladies and gentlemen. I am never alone, hopefully. So let's go ahead and call out the resistance fighters who will help me make this an award-deserving episode. The guy putting the sounds through your eardrums, he is the one known as PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a green swan to St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, was it not? I was gonna say apropos. It is timing in. That is pretty good. Yeah, that is a good thing. And well, you know why we're here, because it wasn't St. Patrick's Day, but we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason and one reason only. He is known as Z Voice of the Reasons. Z Voice of the Reasons, how you sticking? I knew it. I was gonna put a dollar, and he was gonna have it.
Spike.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm sticking like a guy that just won a $200 gift certificate for gambling at the Horseshoe Casino. The Horseshoe Casino.
Oh, right.
In Maryland. Maryland.
Wow. That's a pretty good place to have a Horseshoe Casino.
Horseshoe, yeah, serious.
Right. Also, I have certificates to gamble at the Pimlico Racetrack. The Pimlico Racetrack.
Pimlico.
Pimlico, yeah. Yes.
Yes, Pimlico.
Somebody like, licking, huh?
Yeah. It's like it's Pimlico.
Pimlico. Oh. Okay.
And Pimlico. That's
racetrack in Maryland.
Maryland.
Home of the Preakness.
Yes.
Where the horses.
Oh, that's where that is?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The famous horse race. Part of the Triple Crown.
Wow. Good job. Well, then let's go ahead and figure out the next resistance fighters here on the list. We like to call him the one Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking to the fact that I still don't really understand voice very well. What the heck is that? I don't understand anything he just said.
Yeah, nobody does.
5 minutes to get to me. It's almost over. And I'm also sticking to my complete excitement that someone else can make it to the show today. That you are going to announce pretty soon.
Yes.
I haven't seen her face in a long time, and I forgot what she looks like.
This is so true. So true, they said the man. All right, and so now let's make this place look more beautiful, Maurice. We're going to go straight to the lovely, talented in Orlando, Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like somebody who's not currently in Orlando.
Oh, did moved it, huh? You got
no. I didn't move. I'm visiting.
Visiting what? The rents.
I'm visiting my parents. I'm in a different room from PW.
Oh, okay.
Well, also, means she had dirty laundry.
Yes. No, because I did my laundry at your place a couple weeks ago.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. She did.
Yep. She only values people by the size of their washing machine.
Yeah. So true. Yeah. Actually, you can see her try to put laundry in.
Why I really love Chad. I really love him.
Oh, he's got a big washing machine?
Really big washing machine.
I got a big one.
Well, dang. All right. Well, then also somebody who's used up all her vacation time. The lovely, talented Miss Kim. Miss Kim, how you sticking?
I think that I actually probably owe vacation time. I'm probably in negative vacation time territory.
Yeah. Well, listen, I believe you have to be on a couple of shows by yourself. Yeah.
So I'm sticking like I just got my husband back.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a golf clap.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me say this.
Thank you.
Let me say this. If you want him back.
That's true.
He was on a business trip.
And it's what we call none of your business. Ooh,
No. He was on a business trip to Portugal, and unfortunately,
he came
just.
Back.
He came back, but like when he was starting his journey, no, actually, after the first leg of his trip home from Lisbon to Munich, when he arrived in Munich, he was greeted by a very unfortunate group of texts from some of the people he was with. Anyone want to guess what those texts said?
That their flight was canceled.
I'm sorry.
They didn't want to do business.
Chad, what was that?
I think we have COVID.
No, they all tested positive.
Wow.
Is he in isolation now?
No, he's home.
He's home. So he tested negative. He's tested three times since he heard that news. And they've all been negative so far. So
he can't pass the test, huh?
That's no, good. He passed it. Well, you know, they all had they were all international flights for all of these people. So they had to pass a test in order to even get on their flights. So they were negative when they got on their flights. They tested positive when they got home.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't that wonderful?
So when did he get home? Recently?
Just now. He got home this morning.
Okay, so
was he on the same flight as them
for a while?
No, he was not on the same flight. Two of them, one from Paris, one is from London, one was from Portugal, so they didn't have to leave Portugal, obviously, and then the other one is from the U.S., California,
and all of them tested positive.
Correct.
Wow, I took that test and failed it.
Yeah, I failed it too.
Is that good to fail it or not?
I don't know.
Hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Negative, right?
You want to fail.
Yeah.
It. You want
so,
to fail. Yes.
So Ross is going to quarantine. Ross is going to quarantine at home, and until I guess he passes that like 7-day window. If he continues to have negative tests and for 7 days,
smooth. So, all right.
Well, yeah.
So what room are you putting him in?
I'm going to sleep in the office because his bathroom, he has the ensuite bathroom. So
I'll
sleep in here. Yeah.
Now we know your personal arrangements on there. And thank you for sharing.
Okay, that was a lot of sticking.
Yes.
This is all against HEPA regulations. You know that.
Oh, yeah. HEPA.
Yeah.
What's the HEPA filter regulations. Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah. You got to filter what you say.
Yeah.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have just heard all the resistance fighters who are participating today.
Yes.
And also, I want to give you a little sneak preview. Each of them have a secret word that we amongst ourselves are going to try to listen for, and they're supposed to sneak it in during the show. And then we're going to try to, at the end of the show, along with the big A word, we're going to try to guess what is the secret word that each of the resistance fighters has.
Now, we only have to try to sneak it in once, right?
Whenever you want to do it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I mean, some people are probably going to give it away.
Poison. Really?
But, you know.
You get extra points if you put it in twice.
Yeah, really. Well,
oh, okay. God. That'd give it away, I think.
Yeah. 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 That's the risk you take.
Oh, yeah, really. Okay. Well, with that being said, let's go ahead and let you guys know that we are a caller-driven show where you can always pick up and call us at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900.
I'm dancing to the jingle that we haven't written yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, yeah, really.
Was that like really sign language numbers?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I knows the language.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you really?
Yes.
Yes. I grew up.
Spike is deaf. You didn't realize that?
Yeah, really?
That's why he can't speak. Yeah.
I'm talking about, yeah.
You know. I know one time.
Spike, do you know it in French? Do you know that sign language in French?
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, that was I think it's like a swim.
Is that shrimp?
Oh, shrimp.
Scram.
Okay, hold on a second. Jim, so are you guys are testing me now?
Screw
it. I just said something.
I thought you said Jim. Oh, Kim.
Oh.
Yeah. Serious.
Hey, let's all do the radio show. I'm like, awesome.
Yeah, really. Okay, listen. Sign language is for the seeing, not the hearing. All right. So let's continue on with this thing here. So we have to talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Hey, yeah. Dude, PW, you hit that button unexpectedly. I wasn't expecting it so close.
Oh, well, you know. I haven't been drinking enough.
PW, you can't clutch your heart like that.
He's trying to save time because, you know, we're trying to shorten the intro of the show, so he's trying to save time.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, then.
Was that my secret word? Save time?
All right, so let's go ahead and get this on. Let's talk to our sponsors.
Ooh.
We like to get...
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Thank you, sponsors. Hey, question. Question to the Resistance Fighters.
Yes.
Do you guys think you have a look? Because one of our supporting sponsors is Pisces Design, and in the ad it says, if you don't have a look, we'll give you one. So.
Oh, I definitely have a look. I'm like an old fat guy.
Old squirrels?
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah, you're not old.
You forgot.
You're not old.
You forgot the adjective cool.
Oh, I'm a cool old fat guy. Yeah.
There you go.
See? There you go. That's better.
There you go. That'll work even better. All right. Well, then keeping it moving, we have some work that we need to do with Pisces Design. So just get ready because they're going to give us a look real soon.
Ooh.
PW, you got my text, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. We got to figure out how to do that. We'll talk about that maybe off show.
Oh, really? So, you don't want to know my size now?
No.
No. It's XXXX extra large.
It's a blanket.
Yeah.
Isn't that called fluffy in the business?
No, it's circus tent. Is
circus
the...
tent?
Let's call it quilt.
Quilt.
Serious. All right. Well, now since we are into the show, it's time for us to do what we like to do once a week: is give you guys cow chip. Cow chip news is something that we didn't mean to step on the cow's toe, but this is what we like to do, like to tell you people. So you walk around in the water cooler, or if you were somewhere stuck somewhere and you can't do anything.
Hard to breathe in there.
Yeah.
You can
in the water cooler?
The water cooler.
Yeah, really. I'm like, whoa. Well, you must know what the cow chip news of the day is.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Here's the cow chip news, and I know I'm going to do this.
Water cooler.
And I'm willing to gamble that someone on the panel, the running resistance fighter, is going to try this.
Oh, man.
Did you guys know that it is impossible to hum and hold your nose?
That's not true. Yeah. That's called a Hawaiian guitar.
Yeah.
A Hawaiian guitar? No,
that's not true. You can't hold your nose and hum.
A Hawaiian guitar, you're still letting air out of your nose.
No, if you can still do it, you're not holding your nose.
Yeah.
No air coming out.
No, you're opening
your mouth.
With your mouth closed.
Yeah.
Okay. How else do you hum?
Well, with your mouth open.
No, that's not a hum anymore.
I'm humming, but I'm letting the air fill my mouth while,
you can't.
No, it's impossible.
Can
you not hear me?
No, couldn't hear a thing.
Everybody
be quiet.
All right, we have
to. Everybody be quiet.
Okay.
Everybody be quiet.
No. No.
Be quiet.
No. We can't hear anything.
We heard nothing.
I'm making noise. I am actually making noise, but whatever.
Okay, but listen, it isn't a hum. It's some sort of like weird I'm drowning sound.
Yeah,
and
it's a
can't make any actual sounds with your vocal cords without passing air through them.
I understand that.
So that's a cow chip news that I figured I didn't know this, but of course I had to try it. So
that is joke. That's right.
You also can't put your elbow in your mouth, Spike.
I'm not falling for that.
Put your foot in there, though.
Although I did look quizzitively.
If you're flexible.
Oh, really?
Babies can. I don't know about adults.
All right, I got to try it.
That was close.
I almost got it. Almost. All right, so now it's time for the Big A word of the day.
Ooh.
Comprende on that was good. That was right on time.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, she's been practicing.
I'm only a couple of feet away from where the music was being produced.
Playing, yeah.
So it could also be that there's a much shorter distance that my ooh had to travel.
That's not it, really. It's the fact that you're always perfect.
Oh, God.
Honestly, Billy, I got to be honest with you. Paul probably would have said that you need to do that again.
It's okay.
All right. So here's a Big A word of the day. And what another thing that the Spike on the Mic show and Resistance Fighters we like to do is we like to try to educate and grow the mind. So the Big A word of the day, I don't have a how you play it. Do I? I do not. So I'll just say it. The Big A word of the day is smize. Smize. S-M-I-Z-E.
Ooh, S-M-I-Z-E.
And we'll go around the room and ask resistance fighters right quickly. Do you have any idea what the Big A word of the day is? Voice of reason.
No, I don't. I don't know what that is at all.
PWs?
No clue.
Hanging Chad.
Yeah.
Oh, you do. All right. And one Miss Billy's.
No.
Oh, and Miss Kimberly, since you're the great woman of the world, do you know what SMIZE is? S-M-I-Z-E.
It's vaguely familiar. Can I ask if it's a verb?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can ask.
I don't know.
There's no U in it. There's no U in that word, right?
Yeah, so it can't be a verb.
Okay. Spike. All right. Well, yes, sir.
There's no U in it. It's just S-M-I-Z-E.
Yes.
Correct.
You can't find it with that spelling.
Yeah, really. All right, well then.
No, I'm not looking.
All right, let's go ahead and break into real reason we're here, other than the voice, is topic changing music.
Oh my word, we're actually starting out a topic at 20 minutes after the hour.
I mean, we tried to shorten our intros. And
I think that's pretty good, 20 minutes.
Well, okay.
Yeah. I do.
You do what?
I think that 20 minutes is perfect. None of that was like dead air. None of it was boring. We were all engaged. Right. I think 20 minutes is perfect.
Okay.
Let's give ourselves a review during the show.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was
A plus.
It was part of the show, so you know the show is what the show is, right?
I'm settling for the participation trophy.
Okay, and on that note, we have gotten rave reviews back then. Speaking of rave reviews, and from our listeners, do we have Spike the Peace Theaters today?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, we want to. Oh,
yeah.
Six A's, huh, Kimberly?
That's we've got two of them queued up.
Oh, okay.
Those were stars. Those were stars. And there's five of them.
That's the most you can do.
How do we get reviews? Are you talking to people?
Yeah. People will email me and tell me and talk to me about it. I don't know why.
I'm
saying again?
What if we get hate mail? How do we know?
Oh, we've gotten hate mail before. Specifically have gotten hate mail before.
Oh, yeah, Billy.
No, seriously?
Oh, yeah, most people hate Billy.
Most people hate me.
Wait, like, that's no fair.
But hello,
hate mail?
No, it's because she checks up on stuff. Like, Spike will make up some word, and then she'll check it up.
And actually, and tell him that he's wrong. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, so it's like the QAnon crowd hates
Billy.
Exactly.
Yeah, really, really.
Well, I'm glad to review.
Oops, got to press the button.
22 minutes.
Yeah, I pressed the button.
All right, so yeah, I was going to tell you, Kim, if you'd been
feeling saucy tonight.
If you'd been on the show a while, you'd understand why they hate Billy. You would understand that, you know.
Yeah.
Fact check. Yeah. See, me, like I make like let's say I say the word
exactly.
Yeah, and then she'll
she'll say amarum is not a real word. Yeah.
Amarum worked for the former president.
Yeah.
how about this? Tutukazimi.
Senator Amarum.
Tutukazimi.
Tutukazimi. Tutukazimi. How about that? Is that a word or not?
Not really.
Like
I just ate Trix crackers with that flavor last night.
Tzuka tiki
flavor.
Yeah.
Tzuka tiki.
I've got to refer to my Juba de Jive dictionary before I say that.
Shall I correct your pronunciation?
Juba de Jive.
So you know it's
nobody needs that.
I know. It is a word, but shall I correct your pronunciation, Spike?
Really, this is why we get hate mail.
Tzatziki.
Yes.
Tzatziki.
Anyway.
All right. I did it. That's my job.
Let the letters flow, people. You guys can write in and give us. Her name is Billy.
Billy. So like the person you all hate.
Yes. Let us know.
Our personal ombudsman.
Yes. That's a made up word.
No.
Okay.
That's not a made up word.
Didn't we do?
Was that a secret word? Yeah.
No, because Spike would have had to have, since Spike gave out the secret words, he would have had to have known what an ombudsman was.
Yeah.
Here's a clue.
Voice, I hear you there, but what was that word that you just said, Kim and Billy? One of y'all?
Tzatziki?
No,
the ombudsman.
Ombudsman.
Oh, write that one down.
Yeah.
That might be big A word of the day tomorrow. Ombudsky.
Ombudsman.
Water cooler.
Unbudman.
Ombudsman.
No.
I'm gonna write it in the chat.
My quarantining husband is still negative. My quarantining husband is still negative. That was awesome. What was that? When did kids join the show?
It's so creepy. That's one of my least favorite ones.
We're holding this at a playground.
Yes.
All right, so going back to the topic changing music, I like to call this topic here a bad taste in your mouth.
a bad taste in your mouth.
All right, so I need the resistance fighter's opinion on this, and we will get to it as soon as I'm going to read the story here. Right. There was a dentist in Wisconsin. He was found guilty of deliberately breaking patients' teeth when he drilled them so that he can collect money on putting dental crowns on there. Ooh. This dentist, he was a licensed dentist by the name of Scott Tremolli. He's 61. He appeared to have increased his crown installation. In 2015, he did something like 41 crowns. Right. And in 2016, he did 1,036.
Wow. Yeah. So, all you got to do is break their teeth. Yeah.
So what he would do was he would x-ray his patients and then show the patients the teeth. And then he would point out a little scarring or a little smudge mark on the teeth and say, this is a problem. We need to have this crowned up. Being a patient, you have no idea. X-rays, all they look like sonograms to me, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't trust, yeah.
Yeah. So,
or x-rays.
Or sonograms.
Yeah. Sonogram. What a
sonogram.
Yeah. Echocardiograms, too. Yeah.
He would do this, and then they would say, okay, well, go ahead and put a crown on number 37 tooth. And while he was in there, he would use his contraption, and he would break the tooth. Then he would do another x-ray of the broken tooth and send it to the dentist. The joker got it right.
Send it to the insurance company.
Yes. He like I say, and they did it. They tracked him down, or they studied him, and they watched him, or whatever they called it. They did a sting on him, because they say the average patient normally does about 6 in 100 patients
right.
get crowns. Homeboy was doing 78 out of 100 patients.
Oh, man.
Oh,
crowns. And wow. He racked up millions and millions of dollars. And so
I would hate to be the undercover investigator to go in there and get my teeth broken, you know.
So, question to the resistance fighters. What should we do with Dr. Scott Tremolli? I started with you, PW. You've always been a man of wisdom. And
well, I think we should hold him down and bust all his teeth.
That's what I was going to say.
With a hammer. Dang, yeah.
With a hammer. Yes.
Kimberly, what say you?
I think that he should be charged with aggravated battery, and I think he should lose his license forever. And I think he should have a count of aggravated battery for every single instance that he did that.
Oh, I wish I had the Law and Order sound. I got to get that. Yeah.
Kalong.
Dong dong.
Yeah. All right. Voice of Reason. What say you?
Yeah, Cam. Yeah. Every time, every one of them. And you don't have to take his dental license away. Well, maybe, because he's going to be in prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I think the sentences should be consecutive and not concurrent.
Oh, my God. Yeah. One for each tooth?
I mean, he knew better. This is an educated man. This is not an accident. He knew better. He knew what he was doing.
Got away with it. How about you, Hanging Chad? Hold on, Hanging Chad?
Definitely knock his teeth out and with a hammer. And then I would give him nothing but really sweet candy to eat for the rest of his life. No
toothbrush.
Yeah.
No toothbrush. No mouthwash.
Only ice water.
He can lick salt lick for the rest of his life if he wants, because that'll probably hurt, and whatever else I can think of.
Hold on. The guy was, I said he was 61, right? So he's going to live a long time. Mm. So.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I gotta say, I have deja vu. I feel like I've heard this story before.
Really?
Yeah, this is not a new one. This guy's been around. I've read about this guy.
Oh, you know?
Did I read about it, or did I hear about it on this show?
No.
I want to say they did a documentary or something. He was on something.
Oh, really? Well, I don't know. I just heard about it, which doesn't say a whole lot of nothing. But I just learned about it.
Well, I hope it's old so we can find out what happened to him. Prison sentence.
Well, yes, he now faces a maximum of 10 years in prison for each healthcare fraud that he's done, and a maximum of 5 years for each false statement of conviction that he's done. Now, this is all legal terms, but they say he'll be sentenced in June.
Hold on a second. So when a doctor causes harm to a patient on purpose, that is not battery? I don't understand.
I would think so.
No, that's battery. That's battery.
Yeah, I would think that.
So why is he only being charged for insurance fraud? You have to put your initials on it. That's right, the livers. Oh, God.
Wow, we got a callback to an old show.
Yeah, really. I guess is that.
Excellent circle back.
I guess it's because it's hypocritical to do that. Get it? The hypocritical oath?
Yeah. Hypocritical oath. Yeah.
Hypocritical. Wait.
Hippocratic oath.
That's battery.
No, hypocritical.
Battery. Kim's got it right. That's battery. You actually, you harm somebody. You maim them.
Intentionally.
And they may still intend to charge him with that. That's a completely separate crime. Yeah. He's been convicted of the fraud charges and still has to get sentenced on each one of them.
Sure.
And there's a separate charge for probably each tooth that he billed to the insurance company.
And she was right when she said aggravated battery, because it is permanent injury.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being the insurance person processing all these? Like, do they even sell toothbrushes in this town?
Like, he come again. Yeah. Like, every time somebody goes to
the thing, they don't process the thing. Why are we capping everything?
Yeah. That's probably why they found him, because every time he went to Dr. Scott, they probably say, damn, every time, come on.
Oh, yeah, this started at the insurance company.
It's a good idea if you're getting major dental work done, before you get it done, to get a second opinion, too.
Well, I guess in Wisconsin,
what if your teeth are already broken?
Well, you don't need a second opinion then. But we had a case where somebody I know was told they had like 26 cavities that need to be worked on.
Oh, geez.
So the difference is
I told her to get a second opinion, and she had four. So
a lot of them are marketed to give you a whole write-up of your mouth.
You know, they gave you you got a free dental exam.
Yeah,
so they can tell you have 26 cavities, which you don't.
Yeah. But a lot of people probably didn't get second opinions from that dentist, too.
So that dentist that you just spoke of was probably just as bad as this guy Scott dude, just trying to get more insurance claims.
Right. If it's major, something major like that gets outlandish, get second opinion.
And I want to address what PW and Kimley were saying, that in causing bodily harm, he didn't cause any harm. He fixed the teeth.
And they're broken.
Somebody
permanently
breaks your leg and then hands you a crutch. Is that fixing it?
Well, no. Yeah. Okay. It's more like somebody, you know, slicing your arm open and then stitching you closed. You're fixed, but they caused permanent damage. These teeth are not in their natural, unbroken state.
But they're probably better than they was. That's why he was at the
dentist. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Okay, but no. Think of it this way. Somebody has an accident and they lose a leg, but they get a prosthetic leg that's like faster. They can run faster because it has like springs and stuff like that. So it's a better leg, but he has permanent damage. It's the same thing.
That's a good analogy. That's really a good analogy. There's a guy that can run faster than anybody that's got double amputee.
Listen, people die with the molars that grow into their mouth when they're 12 years old. People often have to replace crowns. They don't last forever. The tooth is permanently broken.
This is the track completely.
It is. Let's go on to the next one.
Anyway, prison. Wait, we all agree prison time, right, Spike?
Yeah, let's go ahead and hook the brother up. I mean, hook the dog. Kill him.
Let's kill him.
Hey, well, listen, he will be tried or charged in June 17th, and then maybe we'll do a follow-up.
Hopefully he has the best dental care in prison.
Yes, serious.
Really smizing in there.
All right, well then, so he won't be able to eat any tukizis.
Yeah, okay. Tukizis, yes.
I need another word.
Tzatziki.
All right, full disclosure, I can't pronounce my secret word.
I think I know what your trigger word is now.
Tzatziki.
Can I help you?
Well, no, because then you'll say it. Then you'll say it.
Don't help me. No.
Don't say it.
Don't help me. I know it's itching you to death.
I guarantee you I can't spell it.
It's itching Billy to death to just let this go on. She's just dying. Like, how can y'all let this go? All right, so we're going to let this go by going what we call topic-changing music.
All right, we're going to another topic now. We're not going to the other thing.
No, wait, hold on. That, don't go there.
It doesn't go there.
You just forgot what you was doing?
Yeah.
Okay, I like
No. We have the Spike to Peace Theaters to do.
Oh, yeah.
So don't forget that.
Let's back this up. All right, so ladies, now that we got that out of the way, let's what we're trying to reenact or reinstall is what we like to call Spike the Peace Theater, and Word on the Street is we have two queued up for this show.
All right, here we go.
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed Spike to Peace Theater.
Theater.
Sponsored by Insert Name Here.
This week's episode, Silence of the Lambs. Action.
Susan, I'm tired. Let's go to bed.
I agree. It's been a long day on the farm.
Susan, I know you love those things, but how are we gonna get any shut-eye?
Oh, I'm sorry, John. Sheeps, could you keep it down out there?
That's it.
Now, John, don't do nothing crazy.
This has been another award-winning episode of Spike to Peace Theater.
Oh, my God. I want to nominate that one for the Spike to Peace Academy Award.
I win.
Oh, they like you. They really like you.
My neck hurts.
You love me.
Hey, that was good. No,
I hate to say that on the air, but that was good.
Man, look at my
eyes. Did you hire a Foley artist? That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was the Foley artist.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Do we have an old one back up
there? Wait. CW, was one of those sheets your voice? Because I swear it, one of the sheep sounds like your voice.
No, that was actual sheep. Yes.
And I actually thought sheep sounded like Chad's voice. I actually thought one of the sheep sounded like Chad's voice.
That's what I thought.
I was like, did you just make a bunch of different sheep voices?
No. It was actual sheep sound effect.
Oh, my dang, my head hurts now.
All right, here comes another one.
Oh, God.
Wait, why are we doing two in one show? This is not good for my...
And now, sit back and enjoy the critically acclaimed Spike to Peace Theater. Sponsored by Insert Name Here. This week's episode, The King and I. Action.
Hey, Rodney. I think we should pull over.
This has been another award-winning episode of Spike to Peace Theater.
Oh, hey, Rodney, I think we should pull over. Yes.
Yes. Really. All right. Listen, if you guys carry, I love you guys to invent some more, make up some more, because I have another one I have to record and get it out there.
Good.
For us.
Good.
Yeah. God. All right.
Listen, should we have a real topic change now?
Wait, I got this, my head still hurt from.
Oh, I'm sorry. Silence of the Lambs.
All right. Hey, I don't know what's going on. All right, so let's go to topic changing music.
Right. After all of that stuff with lambs and silence and all of that, we have a topic that's changing.
And I like to call this topic here, it's not nice to mess with Mother Nature.
It's not nice to mess with Mother Nature.
You're right. So, after more than 300 years, the flightless bird that has become extinct, scientists at the University of California, Santa Cruz, have got full DNA genetics, and they're trying to bring back the dodo bird.
Oh.
Right. Now, this flightless 3-foot-tall dodo bird was wiped out in the 17th centuries, according to my research. And it said it was hunted by humans and became prey to cats, dogs, and pigs. I don't know how those three got together over there in the Indian Ocean.
Their fault was they were very friendly.
They're like schmooze.
Yeah. So they got killed rather easily. Yeah.
Right. Well, like I say, this scientist at the University of California, they have a full flyable supply of DNA, which they got from somewhere in Wales or somewhere.
Ooh.
And now they say they will be able to, we got in Denver.
Out of a piece of amber.
Yeah. Yes. Now, how do you guys think about this? This is some Jurassic Park SHI,
sure.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
That's not
great.
We should give it teeth.
What do you say, Chad?
We should give it shark teeth.
Shark teeth? Do
oh, like,
make it, like make,
genetically
make it
alter it to have shark teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, really. All right. Voice of Reason, what do you think about this? Is this good thing or this is a bad thing?
Great. I'd love to see a live dodo. I wish they could bring back the Tasmanian, not the Tasmanian devil, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
But
really?
Anyway, yeah.
Good thought.
Good idea.
Okay. Billies, what do you think about this?
I don't know. Because, you know, we learned from Jurassic Park that, you know, it's not always good to bring back animals that have been dead for a long time because they might wreak havoc on the world. And, you know, the dodo bird.
They don't know what traffic is or none of that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Miss Kimberlis?
I think they should go ahead and do it. I've been waiting for them to do it with mammoths.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
With,
that'd be cool.
With who?
I actually think maybe they've done it with mammoths and just have had trouble keeping them alive for very long.
Oh, I'm sorry. My headphones was going out. Are you saying mammoths?
Mammoths, yeah.
Woolly mammoths.
It's a distant, believe it or not, relative of an elephant, yes.
Not too different than Snuffleupagus.
Yeah.
Correct.
Really?
But that's I think the closer relative to the elephant is, of course, the manatee.
Hey, wait, hold on a second. Wait. Kimberly just did some facts. You said that woolly mammoth is closer to the manatee?
No. Manatees are closer to elephants, I believe, than a mammoth is to modern elephants.
Wow.
I think. Wow. Somebody, that's Philly cool. Can fact check me.
Yeah, go ahead, we're not gonna make that.
That's going to be a tough one to fact check real quick.
Yeah.
Really. I don't think it will be that quick, problematic.
Why can't this is way off the subject. Why can't what do you call those things in the water? The manatee.
Manatee.
Well, it can't be close to the walrus or the hippopotamus.
They're very closely related to elephants.
All right. Who among the resistance fighters believe it?
I mean, I don't know why, but I think I've heard that. I don't know the reason why.
They have elephant looking toenails on their front flippers.
The manatee.
People don't believe me.
Yeah. No. I think you have a high degree of credibility.
Thank you.
I wouldn't stake your credibility on this one.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Mm. Well, I'm going to give you, PW, what is your opinion on bringing back the dodo bird?
Well, as an ombudsman, I think.
It was full of words, I don't know.
I think that dodos are called dodos because they're not very smart. And,
we
you know,
we
if we bring them back,
We're just increasing the number of not smart things.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, thank you for
still
laughing.
Still second to humans. Yeah.
Well, I kind of echo what W is saying because, no, I don't. No, I want to unsecond that.
Oh.
I say bring them back because I don't think they were extinct. Matter of fact, you can't call them extinct because they were killed by us. I thought, am I using the distinct?
Well, extinct is all gone.
Yeah.
I thought, but
killed
it's
not.
Like,
or not.
Yeah. I thought
when there aren't any left and they can't reproduce, that's extinct. Doesn't matter how they got there.
Oh, okay. So it ain't like the dinosaurs got hit by craters and things like that.
No,
right?
No, yep. No.
Hit by asteroids, not craters.
No, craters. They got hit by craters. Craters fell out of the sky.
They all died.
Yeah, that oaf got them, the hippocrater oaf. There he is. Jeez. All right, well, listen, yeah, I'm saying don't, if you bring those things back, yeah, that's messing around with Mother Nature because you bring the dodo bird back and then we got to figure out what it eats. And then also, ladies and gentlemen, once it takes a dump, you got to figure out what to do with that stuff there because it may biodegradable and grow into some kind of larvae that'll be man eating
dodo. Dodo doo doo.
Dodo bird, man.
Oh, dodo doo.
Yeah, dodo doo doo.
That's also true. So, like, there's no bugs that are killing off or like the dung beetle. There's no dung beetle for dodo dung because the dodos haven't existed for a couple of hundred years. So, there's just going to be dodo poop everywhere.
Look, at this point, the world's gone to. Let's just let it happen. Let's have one more thing. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Well, how many samples do they have? I think they probably either have either just one dodo and that it's going to be all male or all female. I don't know that you're going to get overrun with them.
Well, if it's only we got to have a male and a female, both the chromosomes, you got it, so we can make more. Why would you make one dodo bird by himself?
They're going to clone this DNA and they're going to create a dodo.
And then they clone that one and create another dodo.
Well, if they've got a male and a female, maybe they can do that.
They all come from the same DNA, so it's like they're already inbred.
Well, they're already either male or female from their DNA.
They're inbred dodo. Yeah. And we're going to say, that's a win.
Yeah.
Look what we did.
maybe they make a bunch and we have dodo burgers. I'm thinking
dodo ahead. Burgers.
I'm just thinking ahead. All right, well, let's go ahead and do a right quick topic change in music.
Oh, here we go.
We got time.
We've got time to change a topic to some other topic. Isn't that incredible?
Right. This topic
is
here.
Go ahead.
This topic here, we can fly through it because it's. I just want to know how will it end?
How will it end?
This is serious, but we have to talk about it. You know, the invasion in Ukraine for the last 3 weeks now, and it looks like, you know, everybody thought this thing was going to be over real quickly. I want to ask the resistance fighters, how will this thing end, the Ukraine and Russian war going on right now? And I'll start out with you, Billy. How will it end?
I'm hoping that it will end with Vladimir Putin being tried for war crimes and atrocities that he has done in the Ukraine. That's what I'm hoping, that somehow he gets arrested and tried as a war criminal.
All right. Kimberly, how you think, how will it end?
Same exact thing as Billy, except he's also going to receive, while in prison for his crimes, a large bouquet of sunflowers.
Okay. You got you don't like sunflowers?
What you got against candy?
You don't know about sunflowers?
Yeah.
So there's a thing.
Yeah.
There's a thing that's been going on where they tell Russian soldiers to put a sunflower seed in their pocket so when they fall on the field in battle, a sunflower will raise where they die.
It's the yellow in the flag.
Ukraine colors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Chad, how would it end? Go ahead, Chad, how would it end?
I think it'll be torn down from the inside because everyone's poor now there, and he'll end up probably dying from like a cyanide handshake or something.
Okay. Billy, you want to throw something? You want to throw something in real quick?
Well, kind of the thing that it's going to sort of implode from the inside. Did you guys, because most Russians now are against the war, like common Russian citizens. And I don't know if you guys heard this, but there was a group of Russian cosmonauts that went up into space to join the thing. And when they went up into space and got into the space station, they were wearing blue and yellow for the Ukraine.
Oh my God.
Russian communists.
Yeah.
How could they even get those colors on their spaceship?
I think they're
What is this?
Wow. We got a call.
This is called Caller. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
It's like Christmas.
Sticking good, man. How are you? I was trying to find the flush sound on my phone, but I couldn't find it.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you for joining. We have something you wanted to add to the show?
It's Mr.
I'm just
Quarantine.
Here for the entertainment.
Oh, it's the Brawny Man.
Yeah, really.
Brawny Man in quarantine.
Yeah, really. Are you breaking hypocritical oaths by coming bothering us?
Yeah.
Are you exposing us?
Yeah.
You can spread COVID over the phone. It is true.
Never know.
So wait, now Kim, are you going to have to put like loot boxes in front of the bedroom door to like, so he can like get dinner and all of his like, you know, coffee and.
When he told me about this, I actually cut a trap door in the bottom of the bedroom door with a little steel door over the top.
Something you've been planning all your life, huh?
So I could approach slowly, jingling the keys.
Why would you do that? Salami will slide underneath the door.
Oh, yeah.
Got his fan lady go up under there. So, Bronny, man, how you feeling? Bronny, how you feeling?
Good. A little tired and cranky. Everything makes me mad. Like, I've been on planes for 24 hours, and it's like, I just want to bite people.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That new variant, man. You don't want to mess with that new variant, man.
Yeah.
Kim literally brought it over here, by the way.
He just tested negative. He's fine. But he is suffering from bad travelitis.
Yeah. You're right. He wants to bite people. It's the new zombie variant.
Oh, man. Finally, here.
There he is.
He is.
Jeez.
Kim, you've got to starve the fight out of him.
If he's that looking for make... a brain, he's going to starve to death with this group.
Yeah, serious.
That's what Vladimir would do.
I already failed. I greeted him with breakfast as soon as he got in the door this morning.
Oh.
Bad move.
Yeah. How was breakfast, Bronny?
It was delicious. And nice tea, too. I haven't been drinking any coffee, so the tea was delicious.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, so awesome. Bronny man, let me tell you, milk this for another 3 weeks, all right? I guess I should have said
true.
It off camera.
That's not true. You can draw this out.
I can't make dinner, honey. I'm infected.
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't bring you coffee no more at all. Well, we thank you for playing and calling in the show because, you know, we are getting more and more rave reviews from people, and you know, even Brawny Man is a review.
Yeah,
I write you down as a love this show.
Yeah, 5 stars.
5 stars. All right.
He's called in at least twice that I know of.
Yeah.
So what is Ross?
Repeat caller, you guys. We have a repeat caller.
Repeat.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, we got it, Brawny. How will it end? How will it end in Russia and Ukraine?
Badly, I'm sad to say. Badly indeed.
Okay. Voice of reason, real quick. How would it end?
Yeah, I'm afraid that humankind can be suppressed by tyrants.
And
it happens all the time.
PWs?
Russian people will rise up against their foolish leader.
Mm. And my prediction on how would it end, Putin is going to die. I hope, you know, he's going to die. That's how it's
just
going
not
to
not soon enough.
Am I, though.
I know, but he's going to get killed. How about that?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to get killed by something.
I don't think he's going to stand trial, but he won't stand trial. All right, so right quick now, let's go around the room and ask, do you guys know what the secret word is for PW?
Ombudsman.
Nope.
PW, what was your secret word?
Green swan. I used it right in the beginning. Green swan on St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't hear it.
Yes.
Billy, what was your secret word? No, I'm sorry. Hold on. You guys
wait, we got a guess. Oh, sugar.
Yeah. I'm going to say water cooler for Billy.
Hanging Chad, you got an idea?
No. Did you say anything this episode?
Billy, what was your secret word? You didn't even say it.
Yes, I did. It's loot box. I said it because Kim was leaving a loot box in front of Ross's door.
Wow,
you just like snuck it right in the end.
Totally did. I was going to try to get it like in a gaming context, like video games, but I never had the opportunity to do that. So there you go.
Does anybody know what the Voice of Reason secret word is? I mean, this one.
Water cooler?
No.
This is hard.
All right. Yeah. Voice of Reason, what was your secret word?
Freakness.
Preakness, that's right.
Preakness.
Yeah, I should have known that because when he said it, I figured
I tried to set it up so it could have been Maryland. It could have been the name of the racetrack, which I forgot. Or
Pimlico.
Pimlico. Pimlico. Yeah.
Does anybody know what Chad's secret word of the day was? I don't remember him throwing it in. Did you throw it in?
I said it.
You did?
What?
No idea.
This one is Chad.
Ombudsman.
Chad, what was your secret word?
Ombudsman.
Shapeless.
When did you say that?
I said it when PW was talking about his XXXX
voucher. Oh, wow.
Excellent. All right. And Miss Kimberly, did anybody know what Kim's secret word of the day is?
No idea.
I think I noticed it. And then I was like, I think that's probably Kim's word. Manatee? And now it's gone.
Right. I'm going to guess Ombudsman.
Ombudsman?
No.
What did you say, Chad?
Manna?
I literally repeated it so many times would get it.
And I'm going to say that. You said it wrong. What's your secret word?
It was quarantine.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Too easy for you.
Wait. I literally said it before I knew I had it. I had a secret word.
I was like, wow.
Wait a minute. Bronnie doesn't even have any risk of COVID at all.
No.
It was all made up. The trip to Portugal never happened.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
No, I never went to Portugal.
No, wait, Portugal is true. All of that is true. It just was a coincidence that he gave me quarantine. Yeah.
There's not even a place called Portugal.
No. Everything was true?
No.
Everything is true about the... Oh, gosh. I hit
sin, and then Kim was saying it. I'm like, well, damn. How did
you go? Can you imagine, though, if she did tell that story, she would have laid it on so thick just to say one name word.
Oh, yeah. Really.
And I do. Wait, didn't I anyway, though?
Yeah.
No. If it's true, he went to Portugal and his friends did. He did get a text. Then you did not overwork.
Go ahead.
I do know what Spike's word was.
Yeah. What?
Tzatziki.
Yeah, I do too.
Tzatziki.
Yeah. Correct.
It's that delicious Greek sauce that they put on a gyro.
Okay, yes. How do you pronounce the damn thing?
Tzatziki.
Tzatziki.
Oh. Make a T with your mouth.
He knew he wasn't going to be able to say it.
But say Z instead.
Yeah.
Tzatziki.
It's spelled with a T.
Yes.
Tzatziki.
I figured that about the Z was silent, so I went Tzatziki.
That's perfect.
I wrote down.
You got it.
That was pretty close. Tzatziki.
All right, well, we don't have time. We have time to go around and ask you what's stuck with you real quick. No, we don't. All right, what's stuck with you?
There we do.
PW.
We can all say it at the same time.
We all love green swans.
Pete, Voice of Reason?
You got to watch Kim. She could possibly go to any lengths to get her word in.
All right, to Hanging Chad?
That the dodo bird is more closely related to dumb people than it is to bird.
And Billy's?
Come back to me.
Right, I missed the show.
All right, and back to you, Billy.
I don't remember.
You are a dodo bird.
I'm a dodo bird.
He's a dodo bird.
I'm a dodo bird.
Don't bring your back. Don't bring your back.
Alligators in the sewer.
I had a word, but I had a what stuck with me, but I forgot when I was calling Billy that. But anyway, we'll see you guys again. This is Spike on the mic. We are out, ladies and gentlemen. One, no. Silence of the Lamb. One.